Good morning. Chairman Brad Holden, I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Van Beek. Absent this morning is Commissioner Brooks. He's at a Southwest District Health Board meeting. So he has an excused absence. All right, so we have a 9:30 agenda item. It's meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and consider action items. And the action item we're going to consider this morning is consider a construction contract with Veritas for the 2025 Boater Improvement Project Phase 1. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek. So as you know, this has been a long-running project of ours. We are in the last extension for this grant, and it's been a doozy. As we've said, lots of plot twists and whiplash recovery, but we're moving forward with where we're at. We have this contract with Veritas. Veritas has done work for us before several times down at Celebration Park. They did the mezzanine level on the Crossroads Museum. They just finished off the decking down at the park, which is amazing. So, and they were the low bid for this project. So we'd like to move forward with this contract. It is more than we had, any of us had anticipated for a number of reasons that we've gone over in the past. Where that puts us is that we've, you know, these grants go over three fiscal years, and our fiscal years don't line up with state parks. So where that puts us, we're really at, you know, T-minus two on this project, so it's time to get it going. This fiscal year, we anticipate expending $120,000 of the $370,000 budgeted for it. But because the cost is higher than we anticipated, that means that we have a number of different funding things that will roll occur for next fiscal year that's in the budget for FY26. That leaves $250,000 of unexpended funds that's in this budget that could roll over to next budget. And that leaves $480,000 that will need to be paid to the contractor in next budget year. So $250,000 of that can roll over, which means we needed to add a remainder of $230,000 to next year's budget. So we have done accordingly. We do have visual explanations because these got so complicated that are attached to the budget. We can leave an example or two here with you if you'd like, or present some to you. At the end, though, in FY26, we anticipate also getting $328,140 in reimbursement. Okay. So, you know, all I can say is these multi-year, they're complicated, rolling over, trying to figure out what's going to get expended and anticipated. The contractor worked with us to say that if they could expend the $120,000 this year and get supplies ordered while they have cost agreements on supplies before anything goes up,
right,
that would be the most beneficial thing to them. And it's likely that construction won't start till the fall anyway when water levels go down.
Right. Yeah.
So right now the urgency is getting this contract so that they can buy materials at a probably lower cost than if we were to delay anymore.
Yeah. And you've had conversations with the comptroller and the clerk about
we've
the funds.
Seen stuff.
Kyle is back there going, oh my gosh.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. The ins and the outs.
I had conversations with Greg Graff and Rick, and it's just been a whirlwind. So if we need to meet. Okay.
We'll get covered.
Okay.
Yeah. Chairman.
Yes.
Okay, go Chief, go.
Go ahead, Chief.
Mr. Chair, I was just going to ask, who's going to hold Veritas feet to the fire? Is that facilities tracking the effort to make sure they're on task when they start, when this is going to be done?
We are going to, our intention is as soon as this is signed to start instituting like regular scheduled meetings with them on site to deal with this. My only fear is if there's change orders with Veritas, that's the only unknown, is that not because of Veritas, but just with JUB, we've had a few issues with change orders with them. So that's the only unknown variable that I don't know how to anticipate.
I would highly recommend you engage with Rick Britton to be part of those updates. He's used to work with contractors and project management to hold them.
Yeah, and Chairman, that is built into the contract, so I'm gonna look at legal also. That was my question in conversation with the chief this morning. There is a paragraph in there on page 4 about the schedule of values allocated to various portions of work that are going to be used as a basis for reviewing the monthly invoices. So we've just onboarded a new project manager that I'm hoping will be engaging with you to look at those schedule of values and then what should be paid and the quality of work that's done. One of the questions I had was this bid was significantly lower than what was submitted by other contractors. So they've got a payment and performance bond in here. They've got liquidated damages in here. They've got timelines for completion in here. The contract, I mean, Aaron Bazzoli can speak to that, but my tolerance for change orders would be pretty low at this point, because to bid, I am anticipating that someone that's worked in that area understands what the challenges are with the groundwork and all of that. So to have costly change orders on a tight budget, help us out. Like, how is the county going to be covered? And that specifically relates to the taxpayer from a runaway train on change orders.
I believe that there's a process in it for change orders to be written and requested and go through directly a person. So I'd suggest before any change orders that fiscally impact the overall budget, that Ms. Schwend bring it to the board so it can be discussed ahead of time. But change orders do become an issue. We've reviewed the contract. Everything's fine with that. So there is a process in there. We need to make sure that there's one person who's making those change orders, approving them, and again, determining the fiscal impact ahead of time and bringing it back to the board.
Okay. And it does give the worst case scenario on a negotiated agreement, the old opt-out clause that says we're not going forward with you. We don't want to do that, but everybody has a vested interest in making sure the project gets started so we don't lose the funding, but that it finishes on time and at least on budget, if not under budget. Probably not under, but on would be important. So thank you for being here. And this is kind of the power team. We've got the clerk's office with Greg involved, with Nikki involved, and your team that do a great job with managing the grant funds and going forward, and the board with a vested interest in making sure. So I'm in favor of this construction contract, and it's my understanding that 20% of this, on the execution of this, will be paid out to get them started, I guess, for the purchase of materials and whatnot going forward. So it's May of 26 that this is scheduled for completion. Is that right? Yeah. So a year from now. Okay.
All right. I'm good. Thanks, Nikki, for all your work. I'm curious how our new project manager is going to help Rick with this, and that'll help you guys. And that's
cool. Chair, Commissioner, I'm very excited that he's got that. I mean, you know, we all know what it's like to have so much going on, and it just becomes a blur to keep track of. And I think that that's going to be a great asset for everyone in the county that does these things, especially our team, working with someone like that with just the expertise and the dedication to doing just that.
Right. Chairman, it would be nice too. I don't know if you're in favor, but I'm tossing it out there. If we get those schedule of values, to have someone just review with the board, this is where the project is at, this is what they're requesting for payment. It doesn't always marry up where they get it done. Somebody just has to really have an eye for detail and track that to make sure that it's going, and you're no novice to that kind of work as well.
So what I think, Nikki, for the public is, let's have you come back through and have you discuss this specific project, since there's several hundred thousand dollars that are moving that are totally non-normal, and be already in connection with the clerk how they want to handle that. And then in our second workshop, you'll kind of go through that this money isn't going to be spent, it's going to be traveled over to the next year, and we're going to spend it all there, and just kind of narrative that for the public.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
And the examples that we gave, the visuals that we feel like really kind of help.
Right.
They are in both they should be attachments in Power Plan in both the revenue side, since we'll be getting reimbursement, and the budget lines where we're expending the money.
Awesome.
They're in there and hopefully they help, because we also have phase two of this in there, and it just starts to be a lot to keep track of.
So let's be sure that that document, whether it's PDF or whatever, is going to be able to be available for the agenda, so we can post that on.
I submitted it as attachments to the budget narrative.
Okay.
So, and reference them. So the only reason I didn't actually physically attach is that while we have these printed on little, I built them to be on the bigger 11 by 17 because it's a lot. So,
right.
But I can submit versions to Jen and Monica that attach it in the smaller.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll probably put it on this agenda as well as the workshop that'll follow.
Yeah. Chairman,
yes.
I just want to say thanks to this leadership team, for Alex and Mike and their support of Nikki. It's really great what's happening out there with parks in Canyon County. So still interested when we get everything lined out. So I'm looking at the clerk, but the desire for a capital construction account to look at needs long-term for the county is a goal that I think is worthwhile. We cannot grow more land, so we have to be planning for that. And that's that kind of long-range forethought really benefits a community. So this is a great team. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, really, really good things that are going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we'll be back out.
All right. Is that a threat or a comment?
No, that's a teamwork, man, because we want to see the range, and then we've got the Marine Patrol tour coming up too. So lots of good things.
All right. Any other comments? And there's none, I'd entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the Canyon County 2025 Celebration Park Boater Improvements Project for Phase 1 that's been awarded to Veritas. The contract amount is $599,184 as presented.
All right. I would second that motion. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
DNF. Okay.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, records exempt, and F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
All right. I would second that motion. So the motion has been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Chair Olten says yes. So motion carries. So we will recess into executive session. Thank you.